Welcome to the Fairy Tales of India, where we bring to you stories of kings and queens, of princes and fairies, and of crafty wizards and magical beasts. These are classic tales of adventure, magic, and drama from India, brought to you in a new avatar by Gatha Story. To learn more, visit MythsAndLegendsIndia.com.
Megan and the Princess of Death. Trapped in a strange world, Megan and Fritz wandered the streets. "There's got to be a road home somewhere around here," Megan muttered. "There's got to be.
Meow!"
Fritz agreed. Suddenly, a car screeched to a stop, and the door was flung open.
"Come quickly! I know how to get you home,"
said a voice from within. "Get us home?" Megan asked.
"Yes, yes! I am Princess Ilavuarasi. Get into this car at once."
"At once?" Megan said, getting into the car. But Fritz wasn't too pleased.
"Sss!"
he hissed, almost scratching the princess's nose off her face. The princess drove very fast. Megan clutched Fritz tighter.
"How did you know we want to get home?" she asked.
"The rock monster told me. Now stay still, or you'll never get home. Here, put this coin on your forehead," said the princess. The princess snapped her fingers. Snap! The car zoomed out of the strange world and zoomed into a deep, dark cave.
"I can't see," Megan said.
"Wow!" Fritz hissed, his bright eyes stabbing the darkness.
"Welcome to the Hope Bar place," the princess grinned.
"There is a gate to your world somewhere in here. To find it, you must complete 3 tasks, and you'll need to do it before you run out of time." Snap! An hourglass appeared out of nowhere.
"Run out of time?"
Megan asked.
"Yes," the princess said. "Are you going to repeat everything I say? If you don't complete the tasks in time, Fritz and you will burn." She laughed nastily. The princess sounded the loudest whistle Megan had ever heard.
"For your first task, you must get this boatman to ferry us across. But you're not allowed to say a word," she said.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Megan remembered the coin the princess had put on her forehead. She handed it over to the boatman. He took the coin and rowed them across.
"That was easy, but you will never solve the next one.
You must cross the bridge that no living man can step on," the princess said.
Tick tock, tick tock.
"No living man, no living man, no living..."
"No living man, no living man, no living man,"
Megan hummed the princess's words. She put her left foot on the bridge and then her right.
"I'm a girl and Fritz is a cat, so we can cross."
Megan and Fritz ran across the bridge. The princess was hopping mad. Your final task is the toughest.
Tick tock, tick tock, she said.
A giant dog with three heads appeared. It growled. It slobbered. It barked.
You have one biscuit to feed all three heads, the princess whispered. If you feed just one, the other two will eat you and your little cat. What will you do?
Tick tock. Megan broke the biscuit into three and tossed them at the three heads. Here you go, doggies, she said. Crunch, munch, crunch. The three heads chewed the biscuit.
We solved all the riddles, Fritz. Megan flapped her arms. We can go home now.
No, the princess growled.
But we solved all the riddles, Megan protested.
No, the princess screamed. I'm a princess and I always win. She grabbed Megan by the shoulder and shook her.
But you said... You promised.
Tears began to roll down Megan's cheeks.
I lied. There is no gate.
The princess stuck her tongue out.
Megan sank to the ground. Fritz raced towards her. But just as he got to her,
bram, boom.
The air crackled.
Dum dum all.
The cave shook.
What is happening here?
The voice belonged to a woman twice as tall as a palm tree. I solved the tasks, but the princess won't let me go home.
Megan complained. Is this true? The woman asked sternly.
Yes, but Ma,
the princess whined.
I am Queen Pinatai, and there will be no buts.
The queen yelled.
Take this girl back home.
But Ma, she's weird. She does strange things. She's always repeating what I say.
The princess said.
She completed the tasks, didn't she?
The queen said.
I tap my fingers on the chair when I'm nervous.
Does that make me weird?
The queen asked.
The princess shook her head.
But then, snap! Megan, Fritz and the princess zoomed out of the Hopa place and zooped into a new world. They were surrounded by thick roots and green vines. The plants were moving.
Ugh! My mom is so...
The princess groaned. She snapped her fingers. Nothing happened.
She tried again.
Thud, thump, thud.
Shh, don't make any noise.
The princess said.
Tree trolls everywhere. Shh, don't make any noise.
Megan repeated.
Row.
Fritz added, climbing onto Megan's shoulder. The tree trolls swung closer. Megan and the princess huddled together.
Thud, thump, thud.
How will Megan and the others escape from the nasty tree trolls? Find out in Megan and the Bridge of Life. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this awesome story from Fairy Tales of India. You can listen to many such stories in English, Hindi, and soon in many other languages. To learn more, visit mlftpodcast.in.
The story was narrated by Shirali Biju for Fairy Tales of India and has been produced by Gatha Stories.